Right, if you're listening out there, it is 7 minutes to 12 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. We are here for an interesting day. I'll be doing the first game today. This is Ray Schmierer on the Palm Beach Cardinal streaming network, bringing you the finish of today's suspended game from yesterday evening. We are going to play nine in the first game, and then we'll follow up with a second game after the completion of the first, a seven-inning game. Managers are coming out to give the umpires the lineup cards. Gilbert Gomez for the Mets and Gary Kendall out there for the Cards. Mets are wearing their New York Met road grays. Blue hats, gray uniform, gray pants. Cardinals are out there in their home reds with white pants, red cap. Oddly enough, it is sunny here at the Dean. We'll go over today's starting lineups, batting orders. For the Cardinals, starting in center field, leading off, Wilfredo Lara. I'm sorry, I'm wrong about that. This is St. Lucie Mets. Wilfredo Lara will be playing center field and leading off. Jet Williams playing shortstop, hitting second. Second baseman Junior Tillian will be hitting third in the lineup. Cleanup batter today will be third baseman Jacob Reimer. Catching and batting fifth is Vincent Perozzo. Carol Paz will be the DH today, hitting sixth. Excuse me. Jose Hernandez will be the first baseman. He'll be hitting seventh. Yoel Martinez will be playing right field today, and he'll be hitting eighth. And then in left field, hitting ninth, Ryland Thomas, today's starter for the Mets, will be a left-hander making a rehab start. Jose Quintana, free agent signing last year. We'll get into more about him in just a minute. Leading off for your Palm Beach Cardinals is Alex Idesurnia, the left fielder. Hitting second, playing first base, is R.J. Yeager. Batting third in right field is Juan Bin Cho. Hitting cleanup is today's designated hitter, Leonardo Bernal. Out in center field, hitting fifth, is Chris Rotondo. Over at third, hitting sixth, is Michael Curiali. Behind the plate and catching, hitting seventh, Carlos Linares. At short, Lisandro Espinoza will be hitting eighth. And hitting ninth, playing second base, Brandon Hernandez. Pitching today, coming into the game that was started yesterday by Pete Hansen, be Hansel Rincon, right-hander, making his 12th appearance of the year, 12th start of the year. 21-year-old, 6'2", 160, that's a long drink of water, as they say. He's out of Dos Llanos, Dominican Republic. 5-3 on the year with a 3.65 ERA. Some impressive numbers for Rincon, though. 61 2/3 innings pitched, 45 hits allowed, 6 home runs allowed, but just 12 walks, 40 Ks. So he puts the ball in play. The batters hit the ball off him, but only to a 200 average. And one of the very few pitchers in this league with an under 1 whip at 0.92 whip. That's runners on base per inning. His last start was one of his roughest of the year against St. Lucie. He went 4 2/3, gave up 6 hits, 5 runs, 2 home runs in that game. Did walk just the one, struck out 5. Starter for the Mets again is Jose Quintana, left-hander. Signed as a Met free agent on December 9, 2022. Fractured his rib, went on a 15-day DL as of March 30th, but then a 60-day DL following that. He joined St. Lucie just a week ago on the 13th and made one start, went an inning and a third, gave up 2 hits and a walk. Quintana is 89-87 on his career with a 3.75 ERA. He's pitched around. Been a White Sox, a Cub, an Angel, a Giant, a Pirate, a Card, and now a Met. Cardinals are out there taking the field, beginning to toss the ball around. On the plate is Hansel Rincon, pitching from the right side. big long lineup. So we're starting here in the top of the second inning. Each team had a hit yesterday before the rains came. And the rains really have been kind of the story of this series here. We got a full game in on Tuesday evening, but on Wednesday there was an hour and 42 minute delay before a big St. Lucie 10-1 win. Got a game in on Thursday, but yesterday's game, of course, suspended. Mets just looking for another win here. They were able to win on Thursday, but just have won one of the four games so far. So the Cardinals looking to maintain their first place position, get a win out of today's suspended game, come back for the shortened seven-inning game afterward, maybe tie up this series and push out into a larger lead here in the Florida State League East. Behind the plate, umpire will be Alex Laurie. Over doing the bases is Davion Fry. Again, we're about 85 degrees. Boy, when I was filling out my scorecard, I said it was mostly cloudy. We actually have, I would say, mostly sunny at this point here. Looks to be a beautiful day here in Jupiter, Florida. Looks like we're just about ready to get started. Again, we're here in the top of the second inning. Leadoff hitter in the game, this part of the game will be Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo, first pitch swing and loops that ball out over the second baseman, gets over his head, and that'll fall safely for a single for Vincent Perozzo leading off the second inning here. Carol Paz is the designated hitter. He's hitting sixth in the lineup, and he'll be up second here, facing Rincon. First pitch, outside, just off the plate, 84 miles an hour, off speed. Rincon doesn't throw hard. As I said before, he puts the ball in play. Likes people swinging at his pitches. That pitch, swing and a miss, comes with a fastball at 90, right through the middle of the plate. Infield playing straight away, outfield deep, but straight away. Against Paz, no homers, six ribbies for Paz. That ball fouled off just at the plate. Push the count to 1-2. Paz has gotten off well, though, 316. Average thus far in the year with six RBIs. Paz only up here since May 30th, so he hasn't had that much chance. And he looks at strike three, off-speed pitch on the inside corner. That'll be the first strikeout for Rincon. And that'll bring up Jose Hernandez, the first baseman in today's game. Hernandez, a couple of hits in the series against four at-bats, just played in one game. Had a couple of ribbies in that as well. First pitch just outside, ball one. Perozzo, catcher out there at first, has about a two-step lead. Is being held on by Yeager at first base. And that next pitch, another off-speed pitch by Rincon, throwing a lot of junk up there, but that one, a call strike, evens the count at 1-1. No fans in the ballpark today, just scouts and family. Next pitch, skied to center field, fairly deep. Going back is Rotondo to the wall. He drops the ball at the wall because his back hit the wall. That ball's going to fall safe. But because they were holding, thinking Rotondo would make the catch, only runners safe now at first and second. That's a long single. Rotondo going back slowly. Didn't read the ball particularly well off of the bat and slammed his back and his glove against the wall as the ball fell into his glove and then out and onto the warning track. Perozzo was holding, only able to get to second base, so we are here first and second with one out. Top of the first inning. Long drive there by Hernandez, showing good power on that ball way up in the air. First pitch to Yerel Martinez is fastball inside for ball one. Martinez having a tough series, 0 for 9 with 7 strikeouts thus far in the series. Off-speed pitch had him waving, ball finished in the dirt, but swinging strike there, evens the count at 1-1. Up until his last start, Rincon had probably been the best starter for the Cards, but got knocked around a little bit in his last start. Looking for a pitch here, 1-2 count. Skied to the right side, that's going to go foul over the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout on the first base side. Everybody returns as a souvenir for one of the family of one of the players out there. Young kids running around chasing a foul ball. One, two count here on Martinez. The runner's leading off of first and second. Nobody's being held on. Infield at double play depth here. Hard line drive to right field. That's going to fall for a clean single. Being waved around is Perozzo coming around to score. Nice, clean, hard hit single there by Yerel Martinez. That'll be one RBI for him, and we've got scoring begun here in Jupiter. One zip. St. Lucie takes a lead. Now we've got runners on first and third as Hernandez able to go from first to third on that hard hit ball. Single because right fielder Juan Bincho was playing deep, but not able to get the ball in quickly. And that allowed the runner to go from first to third, Hernandez. First and third, now one out. First pitch fouled off to the left side here just behind the plate. That'll be strike one. This is Ryland Thomas at the bat, hitting .299, a homer and 8 RBIs. Swing and a miss, kind of fouled off and into the catcher's glove. Strike two now on Thomas. Thomas 4-for-10 in the series, has a run scored. And the pitch. Curveball, sky to left field, coming in hard is Idesernia. He makes a nice catch on the ball, but tagging at third, tagging at first, but thrown out at second base. Nice clean pitch from the pitcher to the second baseman to get Yerel Martinez trying to go from first to second, but scoring, tagging up from third base is Jose Hernandez for the second run of the game. That'll be an RBI sacrifice fly for Roland Thomas, and that will end the inning here. We'll go to the bottom second. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Mets. No runs, 1 hit, coming to bat for the first time today in the bottom of the second, your Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll be back in just a sec. Welcome back here to the Dean. As I said, going to the bottom of the second inning, we'll set the defense here for the St. Lucie Mets. I'll come back when the Cardinals take the field. We'll do their defense. From left to right in the infield, Jacob Reimer will be playing third base. Jet Williams at short. Junior Tillian will be playing second base. And Jose Hernandez will be at first. Left to right in the outfield, Ryland Thomas in left field. Wilfredo Lara out there in center, and Yerel Martinez in right. Today's catcher, as I said, Vincent Perozzo, And starting for the Mets, Jose Quintana. Again, rehab start. The pro hasn't yet pitched an inning for the Mets. Got disabled early in spring training and making his second start here in a rehab. First pitch swinging on that is Idesernia. And Jet Williams makes a nice throw over to first base to get Idesernia. 6-3 on the putout if you're scoring. It's the first out of the inning. That'll bring up... That was Bernal. I'm sorry, I'm lost here because we are, again, in the second inning. That was Bernal. And Chris Rotondo is now up. So 6-3 for Bernal on the putout. And that'll bring up Chris Rotondo. Rotondo playing center field today. Takes strike one. And moving him around in the outfield. Seems to do well at all positions out there. Hitting 239 on the year. A couple of homers and 221 RBIs. Fouled off to the right side. Second pitch. Kind of an excuse-me swing there by Rotondo. The ball goes into the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout on a couple of hops. So that's 0-2 now on Rotondo. One out here in the bottom of the second. Quintana looking in. And the pitch. Line drive, one hopper to second base. Tillian picks it up, makes the throw. Good hustle down there by Rotondo, but he's thrown out by a step. That's a second out of the inning. Second base to Jose Hernandez there at first. Michael Curiale will be coming to the plate. Curiale finally a couple of hits in this series. Has been struggling, though, now for over a month, going from an average over 400, now down to 288. Does have a homer and 30 RBIs. Off-speed pitch by Quintana. Tough to look at there. 76 miles an hour. Pours it in for a strike on the inside corner. Fastball by Quintana, 90. Big difference in the speed there. Coming in also inside corner. Strike two to Curiale. Curiale's been striking out a lot. Had been walking a lot when he was in his hot streak. Hasn't really been getting on base nearly as often. Takes that ball in the dirt. Blocked by Perozzo, but the ball bounces away. Ball boy comes up, picks it up, brings it back to the Cardinal dugout. 1-2 count now on Curiale. Carlos Linares in the on-deck circle there. And swinging strike three. Got away just for a second from Perozzo, but he tags Curiale. Nice clean inning there for Jose Quintana. We'll go to the top of the third inning. 2-0. Cardinals trail the St. Lucie Mets. Ray Schmierer here on the Palm Beach Cardinal streaming network. Back here at the Dean, Ray Schmierer on the mic here. We're in the top of the third inning. Score is 2-0. Again, the completion of last night's suspended game. Had been no score, one hit apiece after one inning in that suspended game when the rains came. And we've gotten off here. St. Lucie came in. Three hits, a sacrifice fly in the top of the second to push out to a 2-0 lead. And we go to the top of the third here. Leadoff batter in the lineup is Wilfredo Lara, and he is the leadoff batter in this inning. Rincon, off-speed pitch, misses just on the outside corner to Lara. 1-0 count. Lara hitting 241. Ball was upstairs. Looked like Lara might have offered on it. Went to base umpire Davion Fry to check it out, and no swing on the pitch. That ball driven hard to center field by Lara, but coming in and not able to get to it is Rotondo. It'll fall cleanly for a single in center field. Sounded harder than it actually went out into the outfield. Rotondo played a very deep center field, though, against Lara. Lara, good power with 7 home runs. That'll bring up Jet Williams. Williams, number one pick for the Mets in last year's draft. Having an incredible series here. 6-for-11 thus far. 5 runs scored, 4 RBIs, 5 walks. Had been struggling with all that. Average is only a 217. Running on that, and a nice clean single for Williams. Goes to the left side, though, and so even though he was running, Wilfredo Lara had to stop at second base, but 2 hits to start the second inning here for the St. Lucie Mets. And they seem not to have any trouble here reading Hansel Rincon thus far. That's 5 hits off of Rincon, or 4 hits. I'm right, 5 hits on the 1 inning start so far here for Rincon. Again, out of character. Rincon not used to having men on base so frequently. Bring up Junior Tillian, 249, 6 homers, 30 ribbies on the year. First pitch swinging. Fastball in the outside corner, strike 1. And they are swinging against Rincon, not taking a lot of pitches against him. So Lara at second and Williams at first. Good speed on the bases. Off speed outside corner, look like a curveball, 81, misses outside, evens the count at 1-1. Again, infield pinched for double play depth. That ball fouled off on the right side. Let's see if Yeager has a play. That ball's going to fall. Linares never even gave it a look. Probably an easier play for him to go after it, but he didn't even take a couple of steps out of the catcher's spot there behind the plate. Long, hard run there by Yeager. He's back to his position. 1-2 count here on Junior Tillian. And the pitch. That's a ground ball to shortstop. That should be 2. Makes the throw. And nice 6-4-3 double play there. The runner at second will move to third, Lara. But important double play there. Gives Rincon a chance to get out of this inning with no damage. He'll be facing Jacob Reimer at the plate. Reimer hitting 273, 3 homers and 22 ribbies on the year. He, too, having a pretty good series so far. 4-for-9, 3 runs scored, a couple of RBIs. It's been a good series at the bat so far for St. Lucie. They had a 10-run game in the second game of the series. They had a nice 5-2 win. That ball is grounded also to shortstop. Makes the play as Espinoza over to Yeager, and that does end the inning. Good job there by Rincon getting out of quick trouble in the top of the third inning here. We'll go to the bottom of the third, 2-0 St. Lucie over Palm Beach here in Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Thank you. And we're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter, Florida. Ray Schmier on the Palm Beach Cardinal streaming network. Actually, a pretty good crowd here for a game with no fans allowed. Fair amount of family. See a bunch of young people, a few scouts with great seats, of course, generally nestle behind the catcher, but some have different places that they sit. It's interesting to see where the scouts kind of choose to sit. Jose Quintana coming out, again, making his second inning here. Rehab start for him, his second rehab start. Looking to kind of get back to the major leagues in the next month or so, building up arm strength here, kind of like spring training for him as he heals from the fractured rib he experienced back in March. Ball thrown around the infield got away. And so before we can begin the bottom of the third inning, we got to retrieve that ball and get it going here. Leading off for the Cards in the bottom of the third is Carlos Linares. And first pitch from Quintana. Fastball finds the low outside corner of the plate. First pitch strike from Quintana. He's looked good. Not too much speed, 90 about the average on the fastball. But he moves the ball around, changes speeds well. That ball upstairs, kind of lost that a little bit. 90 miles an hour, that'll be a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Carlos Linares, 243, a homer and 11 RBIs on the year. That pitch just on the outside. Misses, 2-1. Tough pitch to take, tough pitch to hit. 2-1 count here. In the on-deck circle is Lizardo Espinoza. That pitch fouled off to the right side here behind my head. It does get into the stands, and that will be a souvenir for a young man here. Ooh, it's a race. There's a few of them going after it. 2-2 count here. Quintana looks in, and the pitch off speed, fouled off to the right side. Deeper, that one gets going to hit the outfield. Another souvenir out there. Count remains 2-2. Linares 1-for-4, only played in one game thus far in the series. Did score a couple of runs in that game. Fouled off better to the screen right behind the plate. Better swing there on that. Read that pitch a little bit better, but nice fastball in the outside corner by Quintana. Count remains 2-0. Throwing a lot of pitches here. After throwing almost no pitches in the first inning. I think he threw 8 pitches in the first inning of work for him. Off speed, had him out front. Strike 3, swinging strike on Linares. Second strike out of the game for Quintana, and that'll bring up Lizardo Espinoza, the shortstop. Espinoza, 2-for-8 in the series, couple of runs scored, 3 RBIs, probably the best offensive performance by a Cardinal in this series as they've struggled to put runs across the plate. No party facing the major leaguer Quintana today either. Haven't really had a good swing against him. Strike 1 call, 85 mile an hour curveball. That ball outside, evens the count at 1-1. Brandon Hernandez is on the on-deck circle. Infield, outfield, straight away. Little shading by Lara over in center field, a little bit towards the right side. Skied out there, though, into shallow left center, right center field. It's going to fall for a hit. Paid the price for playing so deep, did Wilfredo Lara. Unable to get to the ball, fell into no man's land. When I was growing up, that was called a Texas leaguer, although they used to be doubles, and now, for whatever reason, runners get to first base on that. So it's a leadoff single, I'm sorry, one-out single for Espinoza, and that'll bring up Brandon Hernandez to the plate. Hitting ninth in today's lineup, playing second base. Hernandez with a 243 average. No homer, 10 ribbies. Having a tough series so far. 1-for-9 with 3 Ks. Espinoza with some good speed. Likes to run. First pitch from Quintana from the set position. That's ball one in the dirt, thrown away by Alex Lurie, the home plate umpire. 1-0 count here. Espinoza with the lead. Off speed. Wow, what a pitch. I think they're calling that a sweeper these days. 76 miles an hour, came out of first base and curled over the outside corner of the plate to the left-handed hitting Brandon Hernandez. And Quintana does throw over. Diving back in is Linares over there at first base. It's his first disengagement for the batter. And the pitch. Off speed, weak swing over to the third baseman who was shaded over. A 5-4-3 double play. Reimer shaded into the hole between short and third. Able to make that play. Easy then, double play. 5-4-3, that'll end the inning. And we'll go to the top of the fourth. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Lucie. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Back for the top of the fourth in just a minute.
Number 13, Vincent Perozzo.
And we're back here, Ray Schmierer at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-0 as we go to the top of the fourth. Vincent Perozzo will be facing Hansel Rincon as the first batter of the fourth. Swinging strike on an inside curveball. Strike one. Again, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Lucie. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Palm Beach. Rincon quickly 1-1 on Perozzo. Perozzo had a hit, scored in the first inning of play today, second inning of the actual game, as we finish the suspended game from last evening. 1-2 count. Perozzo swung weirdly on that last pitch. Again, another off-speed pitch on the inside corner. Kind of wrenched his body trying to make contact with that ball. He's back in the box now. 1-2 count. Rincon off speed, just off the outside corner to the left-hander. 2-2 now on Perozzo. Jaeger hugging the line at first base, otherwise straight up. Ground ball to second base. Picked up by Hernandez. Easy play over 4-3, first out of the inning here. And that'll bring up Carol Paz. Paz struck out swinging in the middle of that 2-run rally for St. Lucie in the second inning. Rincon one out here in the top of the fourth. Hard line drive way out in front of that was Paz. Fouled off to the right side, reached the stands out there. About 30 feet, 40 feet foul on that. Next pitch, off speed, in the dirt, swinging his paws, and he's got a foul ball there. Pouncing on that ball was Linares behind the plate, hoping to get a fair ball, ground ball up the third baseline, since Paz wasn't running on it. 0-2 here on Paz. Again, left-handed batter, Yeager hugging the plate. That ball's popped up on the infield. That ball's going to be trouble. And the pitcher, Rincon, makes a running catch over the back of his head at the third baseline. Great athleticism there by Rincon. That's a beautiful play by a pitcher coming off the mound, catching what was a foul ball over past the third baseline, over his head, lost his hat while he was running out there. Very, very athletic play. Going to put a circle around that in my scorecard. Two out here now, and that'll bring up Jose Hernandez. Hernandez also singled in that second inning and came around to score. Inside on the off-speed pitch by Rincon, 83 miles an hour. Ball one. Ground ball behind the plate. That'll even the count at 1-1. Fouled off on the fastball by Rincon. Very deep outfield being played here by the Cardinals. That ball's inside. Hernandez with just a homer and five RBIs. Swing and a miss on the next, again, 90 miles an hour. That's the fastest pitch that Rincon has thrown so far. 1-2 count now on Hernandez. Hernandez came into the series with a 474 on base average. He's only played, this is his eighth game, six walks on the year so far. So gets on base, makes contact with the ball. That ball's outside, and he is able to work out a walk here. Second time on base for him. Had the single in the second, now has walked. So we've got a runner on with two outs here in the top of the fourth. And that'll bring up right fielder Yurel Martinez. Drove the ball hard for a long single to right field to drive in a run in the second inning. Now the runner on first base. Short lead out there by Hernandez, but thrown over by Quintana. Ball gets away from Yeager at first and advancing to second base as the ball is retrieved by Brandon Hernandez out at the pitcher's mound of the Cardinal bullpen. Now we've got a runner on second base Rincon made a wild throw over to Yeager. Yeager tried to dive for the ball but couldn't, and stepping over him and then advancing is Hernandez, now on second base with two out. Yurel Martinez now at the plate, no count. Fouled off hard, pulled hard off of the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout fence. Thankfully, the fence was there, or somebody would have been injured there. That ball was driven hard to the right side. 0-1 count, though, on Martinez. Just a loud strike there. He takes a ball on the... That ball was fouled off. Looked like the handle of his bat. He was trying to get away from it. It was high and inside. I think it hit the handle of the bat, and we've got strike two on that foul ball. Hernandez at second base. He's being held on there by Lizardo Espinoza. They're having a little dance out there occasionally, trying to fake pickoff throws and the like. That ball skied to the right side. It's going to be foul. Giving it a run is R.J. Yeager all the way out to the bullpen, but no play on that ball as it bounces into the right field stands behind the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen. That's going to stay 0-2. On Martinez. Everybody's returning to their positions as right field, second base, and first base all running hard for the ball out there. Hernandez back to the plate. And the pitch. Again, another hard hit. Foul ball to the right side. Martinez clearly likes to pull the ball. And Rincon pitching him inside, so obvious things are going to happen when you have a pull hitter and a lefty throwing inside pitches to him. Just don't want to get it in that kind of lower field house. That pickoff attempt at second base, it's been kind of dancing towards it. Linares trying to sneak in behind Hernandez. Unable to do so, Hernandez slides in safely, and that'll be the first disengagement of the batter here for Rincon against Martinez. And the pitch. That ball skied high into right field. Coming in is Juan Bincho, and he makes an easy catch on the high fly ball out there. Fairly shallow right field. That'll be the third out of the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Still 2-0 St. Lucie over the Palm Beach Cardinals here at the Dean. And we're back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Ray Schmier on the mic for the Palm Beach Cardinals Streaming Network. Jose Quintana coming out for his third inning of work. He's just given up one hit thus far in the two innings of work. He's got a couple of strikeouts. He's looked very good and sharp coming out for this rehab assignment as he tries to get back to the major leagues. In the bottom of the fourth, he'll be facing Alex Idesurnia, R.J. Yeager, and Juan Bincho getting their first at-bats of today against Quintana. Each of them batted in yesterday's game. Cho, 4-for-15 on the series thus far. Idesurnia. Having himself a decent series. 237, 8. Homers and 27 ribbies. Drives that ball hard over the first baseman's head. Hernandez unable to get it. That'll go into right field clean for a single. And Palm Beach does have a leadoff hitter here against Quintana. They'll bring up R.J. Yeager. Probably been the best Cardinal all year long, though he's hit in a little bit of a rough spot at this point. Only 1-for-11 in the series. First time I've seen him struggle. This is my fifth game of the year doing it, and it's the first time I've seen him kind of struggle a little bit at the plate. He's got a leadoff man at first base here. Nobody out. That ball grounded. First pitch swinging to the left side. Weakly foul ball. 0-1 here on Yeager. Yeager hitting 300 on the year, tied for the Florida State League RBI with 38. Does have 6 home runs on the year as well, so it's been a really good year for the free agent out of Mississippi State. Scrambling back in is Idesurnia over there at first base on the "Hey, I'm over here" throw by Jose Quintana. Yeager looking in. Set position here for Quintana, and he throws that ball. That ball's going to fall into right field. Coming hard on it is the right fielder, and he makes a great play out there. Yerel Martinez misread the ball off the plate, but then came in hard, picked it up on a short hop out there, and was able to get Idesurnia at second base. He was not expecting the play to get away from Martinez, so he had to hold at first. Was not able to advance. Nice play there by Martinez, kind of deking the runner. It's a 9-4 putout at second base. Tough force out there for Yeager, hitting in tough luck. This will be Wonbin Cho coming to the plate, 4 for 15. He's the one who's 4 for 15, three walks in the series so far. He takes ball one on a curveball missing on the outside part of the plate. So they exchange places, Yeager and Idesernia. Desernia now in the dugout. Yeager getting a lead off of first base. Quintana, a fastball on the outside corner. Evens the count at 1-1 here. Again, beautiful day. Never would have expected it. It was lousy in Boynton Beach when I was leaving the house today. And here it's beautifully sunny, kind of light clouds cover. That ball on the outside part of the plate, nicely blocked there by Perozzo. Keeps the ball in front of him, and Yeager unable to advance at first base on that ball in the dirt. 2-1 count now on Cho at the plate. Cho, 287, a couple of home runs, 22 ribbies on the year. Good speed, 15 stolen bases. Another kind of lazy throw over there by Quintana, and that's now two disengagements. Interesting to see what happens here. As Yeager does run, he's got, I believe, 6-7 stolen bases. And strike on the outside corner. Cho does not like the call there. That'll even the count, though, at 2-2. Yeager did not attempt to run there. It looked like he had a thought about running. And he runs now. And that ball is grounded to short. Jet was going over to cover, but able to stop. He throws the ball away, however. Yeager goes over to third base. Looked like the ball went into the dugout. Cho still at first base. Retrieved there by the catcher. Good hustle there by Perozzo, the catcher, to get that ball. And there he goes. There he goes. He just picked it out of the dugout. That ball was in the dugout, and so Cho will go over to second base on the error by Jet Williams. Williams did a good job kind of adjusting his body as he was going over to second base and the ball to his right side, but was not able to steady himself and made a wild throw over the Jose Hernandez, the first baseman's head. So we've got second and third here. Nobody out. I'm sorry, one out on that beautiful play out there in right field by Martinez. Leonardo Bernal is up, 248, two homers, 26 RBIs. He swung on the first pitch from Quintana. Quintana again. Misses on the outside corner, evens the count. Two runners in scoring position here for Palm Beach, looking to tie this game up. Wortondo is in the on-deck circle, looking to do some damage as well. And the pitch by Quintana, that ball into the outfield, way up in the air. Martinez calling for the ball. Good arm coming in, nice throw, but scoring on the tag up from third base is R.J. Yeager. Good job there. That ball was not altogether deeply hit, and Martinez had a nice running start coming in on the ball. A little bit of confusion out there, too, in the outfield as Wilfredo Lara came from all the way in center field and almost got into the play there for Martinez. Holding at second base on that was Wonbin Cho. He'll stay at second base. Two out here. 2-1 ball game now. Nice job by Bernal getting that ball into the outfield to score a run. First pitch outside corner here by Quintana. Quintana now 36 pitches. Pardon me there. 1-0 count against Chris Rotondo. Quintana looking in, looks back. Going back to second base is Cho. Timeout is called. We'll have a visit here at the mound. Peroso goes out and they have a little chat. Quintana, 34 years old, seasoned pro. 14th year and 14-year major leaguer. Had an excellent career, over 500 record, under 4 ERA, and running is one bin show on a delayed steal. Nobody paying any attention. Umpire had called, play was active, and Cho, Johnny on the spot, steals third base cleanly. And he is there with two outs. One ball count here on the batter Rotondo. That ball misses inside, blocked at the plate nicely by Peroso. Runner holds at third. 2-0 count now on Rotondo. So some bizarre happenings here against the Major League. A one-bin show. Met infield kind of fell asleep. Peroso, even at the catcher, fell asleep. And nobody yelled, hey, that guy's running over there. That ball upstairs. 3-0 count now to Rotondo. And is Quintana rattled by what just went on here? Next up, if Rotondo's able to keep this going, is Michael Curiale. That ball upstairs, but finds the plate. 3-1 count. 89-mile-an-hour fastball by the left-hander Quintana. In the rehab, only throwing this hard, 88, 89, 90 miles an hour. Not a huge fastball pitcher anyway. Again, a guy who mixes up his stuff, does so there. Nice curveball on the outside corner. Full count now, 3-2. Infield and outfield straight away here on Rotondo. Just need an out. Rotondo just trying to get Cho dancing again off of third base. And did we get a balk? We did. Cho able to rattle Quintana by dashing down the third baseline. And we've got a little argument about to occur here as Gilbert Gomez is out of the dugout and arguing what's going on there. He didn't see the balk by Quintana. Be honest, I didn't see the balk either. I was watching Juan Bin Cho dance down the third baseline. So far, Cho still with the run scored. And that run will score on the balk. Strange things are happening indeed here at the Dean. We've got a tie score here as Juan Bin Cho steals on a delayed steal from second to third, then dances off a third and causes a balk by Quintana at the mound and gets himself stealing a run, basically. And we've got a 2-2 game here, new ball game here. That ball outside corner catches Rotondo, looking a beautiful pitch by Quintana coming back after all the mayhem to get the third out of the inning. But two runs do score in the inning on two hits and an error, sacrifice fly. A balk and a run scored there, a stolen base, very active inning. We'll go to the top of the fifth, score tied 2-2 here at the Dean. Back here at the Dean, Ray Schmurer on the Palm Beach Cardinal streaming network. Even score now. Two runs, six hits, no errors for St. Lucie. Two runs, three hits, one error for Palm Beach. Leadoff batter here in the top of the fifth for St. Lucie as Ryland Thomas hit a sacrifice fly drive in a run in the second inning. Fastball just off the outside part of the plate. We're using the ABS today with like the umpire, home plate umpire Alex Laurie couldn't hear the ABS in his head. It was a call strike. Fly ball out there to the warning track, going back on that ball is Juan Bincho, settles underneath it at the warning track and makes the catch, a long, loud out there by Ryland Thomas. First out of the inning, that'll turn the lineup around, bring up center fielder Wilfredo Lara. Lara 1-for-1 officially. Gets that ball way up in the air, going out and coming in. The shortstop and the left fielder called off is Espinoza, and Alex Idesernia makes the catch out there in left field on that first pitch. Two quick outs here for Rincon, Hansel Rincon, settling down in this game after a difficult first inning for his pitching. But two quick outs here in the top of the fifth. That'll bring up Jet Williams. Williams 1-for-2 in the ball game, 1-for-1 today. Had a hit-run single there in the third inning. Rincon inside. Two balls against Williams. Again, Williams, the first-round pick for the Mets out of high school, lines that ball hard to second base, but fielded cleanly by Hernandez. Throws over to Yeager to get the speedy Williams for a very, very quick top of the fifth inning here for Hansel Rincon. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Score still tied 2-2 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Coming back here for the bottom of the fifth inning, 2-2 here, tie score. Finishing our suspended game from yesterday evening here at the Dean. Cardinals came back in the bottom of the fourth to get two quirky runs. But nevertheless, score is tied, two runs, three hits, one error for the Cardinals. Leadoff hitter this inning will be Michael Curiale against the continuing to rehab Jose Quintana. First pitch ball to Curiale. He struck out swinging in the second inning. Infield, outfield, straight away. Lara deep out there in center field. Curiale, not a lot of home runs, but has shown good extra base power. He's second in the league in doubles, among the league leaders in triples, so he can... A lot of line drives early in the season coming off of his bat. He's hoping to get that going again. off-speed pitch way out in front is Curiali. And Quintana has pitched him very tough so far. That ball, 74-mile-an-hour, big, slow overhand curveball. 1-2 count now on Curiali. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. That ball upstairs kind of got away, a fastball. Evens the count at 2-2. Carlos Linares out there in the on-deck circle. Activity in the St. Lucie bullpen here, not surprising, as this is certainly the longest that Quintana has gone during his rehab stint. Only threw 1 1/3 in his first start. Again, umpire couldn't hear that pitch call by the ABS in his ears. Called a ball. Got a full count here now on Curiali. Quintana looking in. And big breaking ball, 75 miles an hour this time. Gets Curiali swinging again, his second strike out of the game. Fourth strike out of the game for Quintana. That'll bring up Carlos Linares, also a strikeout victim in the third inning. And that's going to do it. That's going to be it for Quintana. Coming out is Gilbert Gomez to make the change. I'm going to take a quick break here as we see who comes into the game, and I'll have that information for you, and we'll kind of clear up Quintana's record.
Now for the percent into number 54, Eric Cligo.
All right, coming into the game as we come back to the ball game here is Eric Fago, 6'5", 255, a big man, 23 years old, right-hander. He is out of South Carolina, no record on the year, making just his fourth appearance, 2 1/3 so far, a couple of strikeouts, giving up 3 hits in those 2 1/3 innings. Walked 4, so control seems to be an issue for the young man. He was a free agent signing earlier this year by the Mets. He was activated back on May 30th, and he will be facing Carlos Linares here as his first batter of the ballgame. Quintana throwing 47 pitches, giving up the 2 runs on 3 hits. Struck out 4, did not walk a batter. And first pitch from Fago is a ball. Next one comes in, fouled off at the plate, just in front of the plate. Evens the count at 1-1 to Linares. So the new pitcher, Eric Fago, went to the University of Alabama. Kind of slings the ball, the big man. Got ball in the dirt, but swinging on it was Linares. 1-2 count now on Linares. Espinosa out there in the on-deck circle. Again, one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That ball way outside, tries the off-speed curve. Finishes way outside there. 2-1 count now on Linares. 2-2, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for St. Lucie. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error for the Cards. Swinging, fouled off just to my right side. Heard the thunk. over my head and onto the overhang here. Count evens now at 2-2. Outfield swung just a little bit out to the right side for Linares. Another off-speed pitch by Fago. 82 miles an hour, finishes way off the plate. Full count now on the batter, Linares. And this pitch fouled off to the right side. That's going to find the seats out there, and that will be a souvenir for a young man. Easy pickup as it rolls into the aisle. Count stays full, 3-2, 92 miles an hour there by Fago. Kind of waves his hand as he delivers straight overhead. Right-hander, big right-hander. Misses outside. Linares able to work out a walk there. Good at bat there for Linares. He'll be a one-out base runner here. Bring to the plate Lisandro Espinosa. Singled, but was the victim middle out of a double play. That followed him by Brandon Hernandez in the third inning. One for one, though, on Espinosa. Been doing a little bit better of late. It got off to a tough start this year, but June has been a little bit kinder to him. Likes the day game as well. Came into the series hitting .278 during the day, and he's already got a hit today, so that average is even better now. During the daytime, .140 in the evening, so clearly the daylight is his friend. Got a 2-0 count here with the runner on first base. Linares, pretty good lead out there, being held on by Hernandez at first. Upstairs from Fago. 3-0 count quickly here. So Fago continuing to have problems with his control. Tough getting all that body going at 6'5", 250 plus. 3-0 count. Espinosa taken all the way, backed off the plate, four-pitch walk. Two batters, two walks here for Fago. Put the runners at first and second here with one out, and that will bring up Brandon Hernandez as Perozzo goes out to have a little conversation with Fago. Timeout was called there. Coming back to the plate is Perozzo. And again, Hernandez is the batter from the left side, facing the big righty. Ball one. I believe that's six straight balls now from Fago. That ball fouled off to the right side. Evens the count at 1-1. Breaks the string of balls there by Eric Fago. Hernandez, no homers. 10 ribbies on the air. Nice play there behind the plate on the inside corner. That ball was in the dirt. Nice stop there by Perozzo. Linares leading off a second. Espinosa off a first. And the pitch up the middle. That should be an easy double play. Stepped on second by Williams and thrown to first base. Hernandez on the unassisted 6-3 double play to end the inning. No runs, no hits. Two walks in the innings. We'll go to the top of the sixth here. Score remains tied as the ground crew comes out to rake the field here for the top of the sixth. We'll be back in just a minute. Thank you. So we'll come back here to the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. Told you the book is closed on Jose Quintana at this point. 3 1/3 innings, 2 runs. Neither was earned on the error out there. 4 strikeouts, no walks for Quintana. Good job. 47 pitches thrown. Efficiently done. So he got his work in. Hansel Rincon coming out for his 5th inning of work here. He's also given up 2 runs on 6 hits. He is facing Junior Tillian, 0-for-1 on the game for Tillian. Hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Actually, he's 0-for-1 today, 1-for-2 in the ball game. Did single in last evening's game and has just singled again. Lines the ball sharply to center field for a leadoff single for Junior Tillian. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer, 0-for-1 today and 0-for-2 on the ball game. It's the 7th hit of the game here against Rincon for St. Lucie. First pitch, off speed, tough pitch there. 80 miles an hour from Rincon, froze Reimer, call strike one. Tillian getting his lead off of first. Rincon has been pitching with runners on all day, and that ball is going to drop into right center field as well. Trying to go first to third is Tillian on that lightly hit ball that fell between the two outfielders, center fielder and right fielder. And we've got first and third here for St. Lucie, bidding to get the lead back here. First and third, nobody out. That'll bring up Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo 1-for-2 on the game. Scored a run in the 2nd inning. Now batting with the 2 runners on, a runner in scoring position. Nobody out here. Rincon again in trouble. 8 hits allowed in the ball game for him. High for the year for him. That ball off speed, like a changeup that just stayed upstairs, finished way outside, ball one. 1-for-2 for Perozzo. Looking for an RBI here. 3 homers, 19 ribbies on the year. Off speed, big swing. Perozzo looking for the downs there. Way out in front of that ball, strike one. Jaeger holding on Reimer at first base over there. Tillian able to get a nice lead, though, off of third base as Curiali is playing into the shortstop hole. Lizardo Espinoza playing closer to second base. Kind of looking double play here. That ball again, and fastball, 89 miles an hour, but found the outside corner, had Perozzo swinging and missing. 1-2 count now on Perozzo. Activity in the Met bullpen. Nothing going on out there in the Cardinal bullpen. Rincon just up to his 61st pitch here. Even though he's had so many hits, so many runners on, that ball golfed straight up in the air. Settling underneath it is second baseman Brandon Hernandez. Infield fly rule called on that ball. And we have our first out of the inning, still with runners at first and third. It'll bring up Carol Paz to the plate. Paz here with one out. Runner still on first and third. Really nice running catch by Rincon on a foul ball between home and third base on the third base side. And just a great play on a pop-up by Rincon in his first at bat, second at bat from Paz. He has taken strike one, batting from the left side, holds the bat right out in front of the plate, fouled off at the plate and behind the plate. Quickly 2 strikes on Paz. Paz hitting 300. Again, only up here for a little while. Joined the club on May 30th. Had a great series in his first series after being called up against the Tortugas, 7-for-16. Swing and a miss there, though. three-pitch strikeout for Paz. That's his second strikeout of the game, this time swinging. First time was looking. That is just the second strikeout of the game for Rincon. And it'll bring up Jose Hernandez, 1-for-1 in the ballgame with a walk. Scored a run also in that second inning. Again, runners at first and third here, two out now. Rincon looking to get out of this. That ball upstairs, ball one. Yarrow Martinez looking for a turn, would love to get a turn because that would mean a run if he gets up to bat, probably. That ball swing and a miss, walking across the plate, kind of disgusted with himself is Hernandez. Hernandez in a squat, bat rests a little bit on his shoulder and then waved, holds it at the very bottom of the black bat. Ground ball hard to Curiale. Nice play. He makes the play over to the second baseman. Excuse me, to end the inning. Nice play there by Curiale. Had to adjust as the ball came up on him. That'll be a 5-4 force out at second base to end the inning. No runs, two hits. Nice job again by Rincon of getting out of trouble as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here. Score remains tied at 2-2 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Shmir back on the mic here as we go to the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher in the ballgame for St. Lucie is Luis Montas, 22-year-old, 6'2", 203 out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. He is also making just his third appearance of the year. Two innings pitch, a couple of strikeouts, no ERA, no hits allowed in that game as well. So nice, clean two-game, two-inning work for him. He was just called up actually yesterday. As a rehab assignment here from the Brooklyn Cyclones. And he will be facing Alex Iadesurnia as the leadoff batter. We kind of run that lineup back. Alex Iadesurnia, RJ Yeager, and Wonbin Cho to face Luis Montas. A lot of rehab work here for Met pitching. Saw Sean Reed Foley pitch an inning in, again, the suspended start of this game. Montas 1-0 here to Iadesurnia. That ball, weak ground ball by Iadesurnia, fielded cleanly over there by Junior Tillian. First out of the inning is that 4-3 play. Over to Jose Hernandez. One out here, bottom of the sixth inning. Two runs, eight hits, one error for St. Lucie. Two runs, three hits, one error for the Cardinals. RJ Yeager coming to the plate. That ball, weak ground ball, fielded by the third baseman and thrown. Nice play there. Jacob Reimer coming in hard on that ball, threw on the run. Nice play by Jose Hernandez to stretch to catch that ball, but really good play there on the slow hit ground ball by RJ Yeager. Wonbin Cho will come to the plate. on the throwing error by the shortstop, Jet Williams, there in the fourth inning. Montas inside misses. 2-0 count now on Wonbin Cho. And sharply hit right up the middle. Clean single there. Fielded out in center field by Wilfredo Lara. Quickly gotten in, but that ball was struck hard by Wonbin Cho. 2-out single there for Cho, and that will bring up Leonardo Bernal. Bernal 0-for-1 officially. Drove in a run with a sac fly in the fourth inning to right field. First pitch outside, ball by Montas. Timeout is called. Back behind the plate is Perozzo, the catcher. Everybody's ready. Cho leading off. Good speed. 15 stolen bases out there at first for Wonbin Cho. Only been thrown out 4 times. That ball in the dirt seemed to catch the umpire. He is not a happy guy there. Throws the ball that landed in the dirt into the ground. Kind of trying to walk it off. Alex Lurie hit in the right arm. The ball came up and hit him in the right arm. 2-0 count here. Montas and Perozzo having a conversation again at the mound, as I think they try to just let Lurie kind of, again, walk this off and let the sting at least quiet down there behind the plate. He's shaking it off, having a little conversation with Bernal there at the plate. Coming back is Perozzo. Not going to call that a timeout, so that is not a disengagement. Cho, though, at second base. Did advance on that ball that hit the umpire and got away. Bernal now looking at a 3-0 count from Montas. Chris Rotondo in the on-deck circle. That ball inside. Oh, it catches the inside corner. Montas, 90 miles an hour. Looks like an off-speed pitch. He throws hard. 3-1 count now with the runner at second base in scoring position. That ball grounded to the right side. Fielded there cleanly by Tillian. And that'll be the third out of the inning. Good job by Montas to get out of that. And we will go to the top of the seventh inning here. Still tied 2-2. Rincon looks like he's coming out for his sixth inning of work today, as we will be back in just a minute here from the Dean. Thank you. All right, we'll come back here to the Dean. Hansel Rincon coming out for his sixth inning of work. Five innings, seven hits, two runs, both earned. A walk and two strikeouts. Nice job dancing around trouble here by Rincon. He'll be facing Yerel Martinez, Rylan Thomas, and Wilfredo Lauro here in the top of the seventh. That ball struck well, but high in the air and able to be tracked down out there by the right fielder Juan Bincho. That'll be a loud first out of the inning for Yerel Martinez. One pitch, one away here for Rincon. Rincon throwing his 69th pitch of the game. Brings up the left-hander, Rylan Thomas. Thomas 0-for-1 officially on the game. Had a sacrifice fly back in the second inning. He looks at strike one and hits the next pitch softly in the infield. Ranging over there is Lisandro Espinosa, and he makes the play for the quick second out of the inning. Three pitches thrown, two away here in the top of the seventh for Hansel Rincon. That'll bring up Wilfredo Lara, the center fielder. Lara 1-for-2 with a walk in today's game. 1-for-2 today. Had a walk in the first inning yesterday evening before the game was suspended. 2-0 count quickly on him. Working very quickly is Rincon. Swing and a miss. All right. I read the scoreboard wrong. That is the second strike. We do finally have some activity in both bullpens, though, in particular in the Cardinal bullpen. Driven hard to the left side, pulled hard by the right-hander, Lara, but that ball found the stands to the left of the foul pole. A loud foul ball. Even count at 2-2 now on Wilfredo Lara. Lara, not a big guy, but good power. He drives that ball into the outfield, running hard from both directions of the outright and center fielder, and fielded out there on a running catch by Juan Bincho, the right fielder in right center field. So three fly ball outs in the inning. Rincon gets through six full innings of work, two runs allowed. Nice job there by Rincon, given length for the Cardinals, who have to pitch another game a little later on. We'll go to the seventh inning stretch here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Score still 2-2 as we go to the stretch. We'll come back a little bit early here at the Dean as the music finishes playing the seventh inning stretch. We do have a new pitcher in the game, Jerwilme Ramirez, 6'2", 170, 21-year-old out of San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. He'll be making his 12th appearance of the year, this time in relief. 4.31 ERA, 2-3 on the year thus far. First pitch fouled straight up in the air. Runner and catcher kind of duking it out there, and the ball is actually played by the pitcher for the first out of the inning. I got to think that would be interference, even if the play had not been made, as the runner and the catcher kind of bumped each other as they both went up the first baseline to try to track down that first foul ball. Nevertheless, that will be a one fly ball put out, our second fly ball put out by a pitcher today. First out of the inning, that'll bring up Michael Curiale. Curiale, two strikeouts on the game, 0 for 2, average down to 285. Middle of May, it was over 400. A homer and 30 ribbies grounded weakly to the left side. That'll be a strike. Quickly, two strikes on Curiale. Seems like the count has been two strikes on him for the better part of the last few weeks. Ramirez, strike three. Quick, good morning, good evening, good night to Curiale. Third time he has struck out on the game. This time, after two swinging strikeouts, a strikeout looking. Quickly, two outs here for Ramirez in the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring up Carlos Linares. Officially 0 for 1 in the ballgame, walked in the fifth. That ball, nice big breaking ball for a strike. Mets using a completely different strategy than the Cardinals here as they keep running out pitcher after pitcher. Fourth pitcher of the game here for the Mets, Ramirez. Upstairs, off speed. Evens the count. Sorry, 2-1 count now on Linares, swinging at for his second strike. Espinosa in the on-deck circle, looking for a turn here. That ball sharply hit, tried knocked down out there at shortstop, but the ball rolls into left field. Sharply hit ball to Jet Williams, right side, was able to just jump and knock it down, but never really had a chance on the ball. And that'll be a clean single for Linares. Linares now on base for the second time with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That'll bring up Lisandro Espinosa on base twice himself with a walk and a single. Getting his lead is Linares, and Espinosa takes a first pitch strike on the outside corner, 92 miles an hour there from Ramirez. Ramirez long and lean, 6'2", 170. Throws straight over the top from the right side. That pitch upstairs for a ball. 46 and a third innings, 43 strikeouts, 16 walks on the year so far for him. That pitch is outside corner, swinging strike, second strike on Espinosa. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Score remains 2-2. Brandon Hernandez in the on-deck circle looking for a turn. That ball skied high on the infield. He'll make the play on the left side. Reimer calls and makes the catch over at third base. And that ends the bottom of the seventh inning here. The score remains 2-2. Two runs, eight hits, one error for St. Lucie. Two runs, five hits, one error for your home Palm Beach Cardinals. Ray Schmira here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be back in just a minute.
Now pitching for Cardinals, announcing Henry Gomez.
All right, we'll come back to the Dean as the Cardinals have run out a new pitcher. following Hunter Rincon is Henry Gomez. 6'1", 163 is the 21-year-old out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. 1-0 on the year, making his fifth appearance. No ERA, no runs allowed in 6 1/3 innings. 7 strikeouts thus far on the year. He'll be making just his fourth appearance for the Cardinals. 4 1/3 for the Cardinals. 2 hits allowed. A walk, 4 strikeouts for Gomez. He's been very effective so far. And he will be facing Jet Williams, the leadoff batter here in the top of the eighth, score at 2-2. Williams 1-for-3 in the game, 1-for-2 today. Had himself a eventful day at shortstop. A bunch of balls knocked down. Had an error early in the game that cost a bit. But overall, very athletic guy. Young man, 19 years old. Number one pick for the Mets last year. Hitting 220 on the year. Couple 3 home runs, 21 ribbies. Fastball from Gomez. Count now even at 2-2 to Williams. That ball 90 miles an hour. Outside corner. That ball outside. And that will be ball 4. Jet Williams works out a walk as the leadoff hitter here in the top of the eighth for the Mets. And that'll bring up Junior Tillian. Tillian had a hit in the sixth inning. Got all the way to third base. Take strike 1 from Gomez. Williams with 19 stolen bases on the year. Big lead out there. Fancy blue shoes on Williams out there. Williams just 5'8", stocky build, 175 pounds, very, very good speed. Does look to steal. Even count here to Tillian, off speed from Gomez, finishes outside, 2-1 now. Tillian 2-for-3 in the game, my bad. Driven hard out there to left field. In front of it, though, is Idesernia. Well played there. Had him positioned perfectly as that ball was driven hard. But Idesernia, a couple of steps to his right side, makes the play. Again, a loud out here, first out of the inning with the runner on first base. It'll bring up Jacob Reimer. Reimer also had a hit in the sixth for St. Lucie, was stranded there. Williams still at first base, dancing off, but goes back after the ball was called a strike to Reimer. Strike 1. Perozzo in the on-deck circle for the Mets. Sixth hit of the ball game there. I'm sorry. Fifth hit of the ball game. My bad. 2-0 count now on Reimer. Reimer, 3 homers, 22 ribbies on the year. 276. Takes that ball outside. Looks like a quick 3-0 count here. Gomez doesn't want to put a runner in position, but does. Ball 4 to Reimer. And he works out a walk. Second walk of the inning for Gomez. We've got runners now at first and second. And that'll bring to the plate Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo 1-for-3 on the day. A little conversation out there now. Linares goes out to have a conversation with Gomez. And book is closed now on Hansel Rincon. 6 innings pitched, 7 hits allowed, 2 runs both earned, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Really nice job after giving up the 2 runs quickly in his first inning of work today. Worked out of jams in a couple of the innings. had a jam in the fourth, had a jam in the sixth, but got out of them and was able to keep the score tied here for the Cards. So nice job. Runners on first and second now, though, with one out here in the top of the eighth. Ball one from Gomez to Perozzo. Looking in now at the stretch, and the pitch is hit out to left field. Idesernia, again, ranging out into left center field, makes a nice play on the ball, quickly gets it in, holds the runner at second base. And we've got two outs here. Nice job there out in the outfield by Idesernia on two nice plays.
Designated hitter, number 45, Karel Paz.
Comes to the plate. 0 for 3 on the day, and in the game. From the left side, facing the tall right-hander. Runners at first and second here. Two on, two out in the top of the eighth. First pitch is a single to the left side. Coming around hard from second and scoring is Jet Williams. Nice piece of hitting as Paz goes the opposite field to left field for an RBI single. And Jupiter takes a lead 3-2 here late in the game. Two outs here in the top of the eighth. Gomez, after walking a couple, always kind of bites you. And the clean single by Karel Paz to the opposite field drives home the third run of the game. Advancing to second and holding there was Reimer. And that'll bring up Jose Hernandez. Hernandez 1-for-2 and a walk on the ball game. Off-speed pitch on the outside. Ball one. Runners still first and second here. Big breaking curveball finishes upstairs and on outside. Two balls by Gomez. Struggling a bit with his control here. That ball fouled off at the plate. Hernandez banging the ball into the dirt. 2-1 count now. Gomez hasn't really shown a lot of control issues, but seems to have a kind of a loose windup. That ball fouled off. Evens the count now. Struggles back to this batter. Evens the count at 2-2 on Hernandez. It's Reimer out there at second. Paz out there at first, not being held on by Jaeger. Paz has a good, what looks like a running start. That ball felt grounded weakly and thrown over by Curiel to the covering second baseman Hernandez for the third out of the inning. Force out, 5-4, ends the inning. But one run did score, one run on one hit. There were two walks in the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Cards need a comeback here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're back here for the bottom of the eighth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. Mets push out to a 3-2 lead with a run in the top of the eighth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Jamiroway Ramirez coming out for his second inning of work, and he'll be facing Brandon Hernandez, Alex Idesernia, and RJ Jaeger here in the bottom of the eighth. Cards looking to come back here late in the game. First pitch by Ramirez off speed outside corner. Waving at it is Hernandez, strike one. Mets won the first three games of this series. Cards came back to win a 1-0 game on Friday. We're finishing the suspended fifth game of the series here. Two off-speed pitches, two swinging strikes by Hernandez. That ball, a fastball in the outside corner, 93 miles an hour from Ramirez. Maybe a show-me fastball. Left-hander looks in, takes the ball just off the outside corner. That ball just missed on the outside corner. 2-2 count now on Hernandez. Ground ball to the second baseman. Tillian makes the play over to Hernandez there at first base. First out of the inning, Brandon Hernandez grounds out to the second baseman. That'll bring up Alex Idesernia. Idesernia 2-for-3 on the game. 1-for-2 today. First pitch from the right-hander is outside. Idesernia from the left side. Infield swung around to the right. Not a shift, but third baseman Reimer playing in that shortstop hole. That ball popped up to the center fielder. And nice play out there by the center fielder. Just going over his head. Wilfredo Lara makes the play for the second out of the inning. Ball had more carry than it looked like off of the bat. Got out there about 15 steps or so in front of the warning track. Was the second out of the inning. That'll bring up R.J. Yeager. Yeager 0-for-3 on the ball game. Was the victim of a poor base running out there by Idesernia. As a ball fell in front of the right fielder, would have been a hit, but Idesernia didn't get enough of a lead out there and was able to be thrown out. Yeager hits the ball into the gap in right center field, digging for a two-base hit. Ball falls a couple of steps away from Yerel Martinez in right field and Lara out there in center field, the two running a long distance but not able to get to it. Ball fell just before the wall. Yeager able to leg out a double. Two-out double puts a runner in scoring position. And that'll bring up Juan Bin Cho. Cho 1-for-3 on the game, 22 RBIs on the season. First pitch, strike from Ramirez. Cho, a .300 hitter with runners in scoring position, looking to improve on that here. .305 thus far on the year. Upstairs from Ramirez, fastball, finishes outside. 1-1 count on Cho. Bernal looking for a turn in the on-deck circle. Off speed, had Cho way out in front on that ball. 80 miles an hour coming out of the hand of the right-hander Ramirez. Ramirez a 4.17 ERA, 44 strikeouts in 49 and two-thirds innings thus far. Yeager with the lead, swinging on again, an off-speed pitch is Cho. He strikes out to end the top of the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll go to the ninth. St. Lucie with the slimmest of leads, 3-2 as we go to the top of the ninth. We'll be back in just a minute. Ray Schmierer on the Palm Beach Cardinals streaming network. Back here for the top of the ninth. St. Lucie with a 3-2 lead as we go to the ninth. Yerel Martinez will be leading off against Henry Gomez, coming out for his second inning of work here. Big windup outside, ball one to Martinez. Martinez, 1-for-3 in the ball game. Two-0 count on Martinez here in the top of the ninth. Fouled off of the catcher's mask into the back screen. Umpire Alex Lurie walking out to toss the ball to the pitcher. Let Linares behind the plate shake off that foul ball. We've had a bunch of foul balls off of the catcher and off of the umpire back there. Lurie dusting off the plate as Linares gets backed into his squat. 2-1 count here on the right fielder, Martinez. Ball in the dirt, gets away. Strike two. Linares goes back and retrieves it, throws the ball back into the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout. Count even now at 2-2, first batter of the top of the ninth. Gomez, ball gets away, called a strike by the umpire, quickly picked up by Linares behind the plate. Happily, that ball bounced cleanly off of the wall. It was not too far away from Linares when he picked it up to make the throw. Martinez didn't get a good jump out of the box as he didn't realize he was called out there on that check swing. So that'll be a strikeout swinging, put out 3-1 there, first out of the inning here in the top of the ninth. Gomez back now facing Wilfredo Lara, the leadoff hitter. Lara 1-for-3 on the game with a walk. Ball inside. 2-0 count now on Lara. This game has moved along. Even though they've been runners on base, the pitchers are throwing mostly strikes. We've only seen 4 walks, 2 by each side, both walks occurring for each side in the same inning. 2 walks by Gomez in the 8th, 2 walks by Eric Fago in the 5th inning for St. Lucie. That ball skied out to the second baseman as he went back into right field to make the play over his shoulder. Nice play out there by Brandon Hernandez. Second out of the inning, Lara skies out to the second baseman. It'll bring up Jet Williams. Wait a minute. We got a pinch hitter here. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Rylan Thomas. Got my lineup card mixed up. Second out of the inning was Rylan Thomas skying out to Brandon Hernandez. Lara comes up to plate now. 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly on the game for Rylan Thomas now. That ball skied also by Lara out to the second baseman. Way out into right field he goes to make the catch over his shoulder in front of a streaming inside Juan Bin Cho out there in right field. Third out of the inning. Nice play again out there by Brandon for the third out of the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth, and the score remains 3-2. Palm Beach needs a run here. Keep this game going here at the Dean.
Yeah.
we'll come back here at the Dean as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Score 3-2. Mets have a one-run lead over the Cardinals. Seen some really good relief pitching here from both teams. Met relievers have given manager Gilbert Gomez 3 2/3 innings, 3 hits allowed, 2 strikeouts, no walks. Jamirway coming out for his third inning of work for the Mets. Jamirway Ramirez. And he'll be facing leadoff hitter in the inning. Will be Leonardo Bernal. Cards looking to make a comeback here. Bernal, Rotondo, and Curiale, the batters in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch swinging is Bernal, fouled off just over my left side. Foul ball is strike one. Ramirez has just given up one hit, 2 hits, 2 strikeouts for him. That ball upstairs. 1-2 count now on Bernal. Working very quickly is Ramirez. That ball driven into center field. That's going to drop in front of Wilfredo Lauro. That's a clean hit, leadoff hit to get it going here in the bottom of the ninth for Leonardo Bernal. That'll bring up Chris Rotondo. Rotondo 0-3 on the game. Couple of home runs, 21 ribbies. Rotondo 3-18 now in the series. Just a run scored and an RBI. Struck out 3 times in the series. Bernal with the leadoff first base. First pitch upstairs to Rotondo. Ball one. Practice swinging is Rotondo, and Ramirez with the pitch upstairs again. Ball two. Got a pinch runner in the game for Bernal. It is Javier Bolivar. Bolivar up only since the end of May himself. So that's Bolivar out there running at first base for Bernal. Bernal out of the game. Three-one count now on Rotondo at the plate. Curiale in the on-deck circle looking for his turn at bat. Hernandez holding the runner on. Good lead, though, out there by Bolivar. Call strike on an off-speed pitch by Ramirez. Full count now, 3-2 on Rotondo. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Mets. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Cards. Call strike. Challenged by the batter, but called a strike by home plate umpire Alex Lurie for the first out of the inning. Rotondo goes down looking. It'll bring up Michael Curiale with the runner Bolivar still on first base. Rotondo thought that ball was outside, had started his walk over to first base when Lurie called the strike. First pitch, stung out there, nice play in foul territory on a skied ball. Nice play by Jose Hernandez. Quickly a second out as Curiale swung at the first pitch. Drove that ball kind of a humpback line drive to the first baseman. Couple of steps to the left side of first base in the foul territory. Two outs now. Last out of the last hope here for the Cardinals, Carlos Linares. Linares, 1-for-2 and a walk on the ball game. Ramirez, first pitch, ball is fouled to the screen just right of the plate. Ball picked up by the ball boy, strike one here. So two outs now, bottom of the ninth. Bolivar gets his lead off first base, held on there by Jose Hernandez at first. And the pitch by Ramirez is upstairs, but swinging wildly was Linares. Strike two quickly on Linares. Fouled straight back. Bolivar was running on that pitch. Two-strike pitch he was running on, but fouled off straight behind the plate by the bat of Linares. Count remains 0-2. Bolivar scampers back over to first base. Hoping for a turn is Lisandro Espinosa in the on-deck circle. Down to the last strike are the Cardinals. Fouled off to the right side, that ball. Given a look over there by Hernandez on the first base side. Not able to make it. Crashes into the screen. Ball actually did come into the fair play area, or at least the field area, just off of the screen in beyond the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout in shallow right field and into the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen out there. So still two strikes here on Linares. Ramirez looking in. And the pitch. That ball straight up in the air. First baseman calling for it, makes the play in foul territory, and that will end the game. Jose Hernandez took control on that fly foul ball. Converging on it was the catcher Perozzo and the pitcher Ramirez, and that will be a 3-2 win here. The Mets hold on to win here in the ninth. Tough series here for the Cardinals. Suspended game finishes 3-2. The Mets take their fourth win in five here against Palm Beach. We'll hang around for a while, give you a little summary of this game. And unfortunately, we do not have a call here for the next game. That'll start probably in about 20, 25 minutes. Again, 3-2 here, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for St. Lucie, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for your Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll be back in just a minute. We're back here at the Dean. Again, final score in the ballgame. St. Lucie 3, Palm Beach Cardinals 2. St. Lucie wins its fourth in five games here in the six-game set. That will finish with the second game of the day, a seven-inning affair. That will follow in just a little while. Grounds crew cleaning up the field, quickly getting it ready for the second game. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for St. Lucie. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Cardinals. Winning pitcher in the ballgame is Jermirwe Ramirez. Strong outing for him. 3 innings, 3 hits allowed, 3 strikeouts. He goes to 3-3 on the year. Losing pitcher is Henry Gomez. Gomez, just 2 innings of work, 1 hit allowed, 1 run. It was earned. He did walk 2 batters, one of whom came around to score that winning run in the top of the 8th inning. 1 strikeout on the game for Gomez. Good outing by Hansel Rincon in the game. 6 innings pitched, 7 hits allowed, danced in and out of trouble all day, but really just allowed the 2 runs in his first inning of work of the day, and then gave them 5 strong innings of work. Rehab assignment, good work for Jose Quintana for the Mets. 3 1/3 innings, 2 runs allowed, none of them earned. He had 4 strikeouts on the game, no walks in the game for him. Kind of a crisp ball game here. Couple of errors, but only 4 walks total in the ball game. 2 more late in the game by Gomez, but a really crisply played game. A couple of very nice plays in the field, also in particular by Hansel Rincon, making about as an athletic play as you can possibly make as a pitcher, sprinting off of the mound on a pop fly foul ball off of the third base line, coming, catching the ball over his head in a full sprint early in the ballgame. Really nice play. Offensive star of the game for the Mets, Junior Tillian, had a couple of hits. RBIs in the game by Thomas Martinez and Paz. Paz there to drive in that late run to push that third run across the plate for the Mets. We'll give him the star of the offensive game. Defensive on the pitching side, I would say it would be Jermirwe Ramirez with his 3-inning stint for the win. So we'll be back for game six. Hopefully you're here. If you're here, you're watching. Otherwise, sorry, we're not going to bring you coverage. We don't have another announcer for today's game. Happy Father's Day out there to all you dads. Hope it's been enjoyable listening in. And we'll be back on the radio back on Tuesday evening for the start of a new series here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Again, final score, St. Lucie 3, Palm Beach Cardinals 2. Have a good night, everybody.